Hey guys, it's Whisk, and I'm here with a quick disclaimer. I swear in this podcast, so if you have little ones, just letting you know, I do swear. Second note, I say washing machine when I mean dishwasher. Dishwasher, dishwasher, swearing. There's your disclaimer. Now on to the podcast. Hey guys, it's Ivy the Happy Whisk, and I have not podcasted in a while. I'm outside right now. It's beautiful. I just cleaned up a whole bunch of dog poo. Gave the pups their flea and tick medicine, because unfortunately we also have lots of mosquitoes. Just probably more information than you need to know. But that's alright, because that's what podcasting's kind of about. Last time we left off, I had gotten my swivel arm, and it's been fantastic. I have shot so much footage that go through now using this new swivel arm, because I have this aerial view now of my bench, and I love it. Absolutely. Don't know what took me so long to buy that piece of equipment. Actually, I guess I didn't really even think of it or even know how to do it before. And then I was like, how do I shoot overhead videos? And then I found video, and then now I have the same arm. So pretty cool. The washing machine, well, that kind of went by the wayside because I got it and I hated it as soon as it came in the door. It was too big and too small at the same time. So thank you to my smoochy face who lugged that sucker down to Home Depot and returned it. Have not gotten one yet. I want to look around a little bit more. We're not finding a house. We haven't found one. We've been looking. We're not really so concerned so much about the house itself as we are the lot, the land. We have a beautiful back area now. It's kind of loud out here, so hopefully you can hear me. And that's what we're looking for in the new place, and we just haven't found it, so we're putting some time, energy, and as little money as I can into making the kitchen just a little more workable and a little bit more how I can shoot videos easier. Pretty much everything's kind of wrapped around videos and writing food. So not just videos, but actually writing. Because eventually, yeah, I definitely want to have that ebook out. Oh, I would love to have a real book. Like, to hold a real book that I wrote. Oh, that'd be so nice. So that would be really, really cool. In other news, now I'm going to talk about the whole Jason Hobbs thing with the caller or the emailer or the Patreon that gave him crap because he wanted the okay, so for those of you that don't already know, because I'm kind of late to the party, so you probably know more than I do, Jason Hobbs has a Patreon. Some tool bag decided to ask him where he spends his money. Actually, that doesn't make you a tool bag. What makes you a tool bag is someone saying, oh, I think you should only do this and this and this with your money. Well, thank you very much, Nimrod. But that's not up to them to decide what anyone does their money with. If I give somebody money on Patreon, that's yours. You do what you want with it. You want to support other Patreons? Great. You want to buy gaming books? Fantastic. You need a microphone? Buy it. It's not up to me what that person does with their money. Now, everyone handles things differently. I personally would not have been as nice at all. I really would not have been. I would have deleted them, blocked them, removed them. I just don't care. I don't have the energy or the time to explain to somebody what I'm doing. Now, let's say Jackson had sent me an email, someone I know, or Spike Pitt, or someone I know, and said, hey, you know, what do you do with your money? And they're actually asking, because they're asking from a genuine place, from a place of friendship, and it's not like this guy did to Jason. That's different. That person, I would talk to about it. But as far as somebody I don't know, no. And then the same thing with MeWe. I'm finding, like, MeWe, there's a lot of people I don't know on there. And I did one post, and somebody came and said something pretty nasty, and then tagged somebody else in it to show them it. And they were just quite rude. And I thought, I don't need this. I'm not going to engage this person. I'm just going to block them and remove them. And I know some people are not into blocking people. They want to keep them out there. Some people who have said they would have blocked someone turned out to be a friend of theirs, and I get that. I had a situation on a blogger a long time ago with someone who was giving me a problem, and we turned out to be very good friends. So there is that situation. But then there's the vile situation, the situation that you just know it's not going to work. There's no point in explaining. That's the dog down the way. There's no point in explaining where I'm coming from because they're not listening. And frankly, I'm not interested in them either because they're being dicks. If you have kids, please don't listen to this. I probably should have put that on in the beginning because I think I might have swore a few times. I don't know. If you know me in real life, I do kind of swear a lot. Got a potty mouth. And anyway, yeah. So I just don't think, I don't have time. Block them. I don't have time to engage morons online who question me. Like somebody said something about one of the items that I ate from Morningstar and started ripping apart Morningstar and this and that and that. It's a company that makes non-meat foods and they use egg whites and a lot of things, which from what I understand now they're pulling. But anyway, they're giving me a hard time because I was eating something that they didn't think that I should eat. Not your business. Last time I looked, it said The Happy Whisk, and that's my page. I'll do what I want. Nah. It really gets me ticked off when I hear people like that calling Jason or somebody sending me a message being like, oh, and how about, another one. G-plus shaming, which I guess G-plus isn't a thing anymore. I get that. But there's the whole idea of somebody saying, I don't like that you plussed or hearted so-and-so's post, so you need to take that down. Oh, I don't think so. I don't even understand how that even became a thing. I don't understand how people just didn't block those morons that were trying to do, that were, you know, bullying. Why do we need toxic people in our life? The internet is so big, and there's so much clutter out there. That for me, I'm just like, get rid of them. I got no problem blocking you. I don't care if I talk to you again. Go away. That's not to say that everybody has to agree with everything that I do or agree with my opinions or like everything I do. I'm not saying that. That's something completely different. I'm talking about dickheads that go on Jason Hobbs' page and say, what are you doing with your money? This is what I think you should be doing. This is how you should do it. And blah, 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 blah. No. Those people are people that just bash people, are just not really interested in an open dialogue about opinions. They're just dicks. So I like to remove those dicks. I can't even. All right, I don't even know. I've totally lost track of what I was talking about. I guess I don't even know what time I'm on because I'm outside recording this. So I'll go inside and listen to see if you can hear, because there's dogs barking. There's a plane overhead. My puppies are being nice and quiet. That's because they just got fed with the bone. All right, that's it for me. I'm Ivy the Happy Whisk. You can check me out at YouTube.com/... Wait, what is it? YouTube.com/ The Happy Whisk. I'm also on iTunes and Spotify and right here on Anchor. So if you got something to say, call in and I'll talk to you guys later. Whisk out.